அடுத்ததாக கௌரவ உறுப்பினர் கஜேந்திரகுமார் பொன்னம்பலம் அவர்களுக்கு உங்களுக்கு 12 நிமிடங்கள் ஒதுக்கப்பட்டுள்ளது.
நன்றி. கௌரவ சபைக்கு தலைமை தாங்கும் உறுப்பினர் அவர்களே, நான் முதல் என்னுடைய பேச்சை ஆரம்பிக்க விரும்புவது ரிகார்டிங் தி ஜஃப்னா யூனிவர்சிட்டி. ஆனரபிள் பிரைம் மினிஸ்டர், தி ஜஃப்னா யூனிவர்சிட்டி நான் அகாடமிக் ஸ்டாஃப், தேர் இஸ் அ டோட்டல் கார்டர் ஆஃப் 1090, but only 761 have been filled, and there is a vacancy of 329, and this vacancy has been going on for years. Previous governments refused to accept any calls for the filling of these vacancies, and in fact the administration came under severe pressure not to make these vacancies public. But since your government came into power, the vice chancellor and the administration managed to get some courage, and I think they sought only out of the 329 vacancies, they sought only 117 of the vacancies to be filled. So as a result, the non-academic staff and students are up in arms, because in the last 10 years, Honorable Prime Minister, there have been 6 new faculties that have been incorporated in the Jaffna University, and we are already going on cadres that have not been revised for decades, and of that only to be asked to fill 117 is just grossly inadequate. You know, it makes things terribly unbearable, and therefore we request you, I mean, quite apart from actually revising the cadre, which actually has to be done, but at the very least to fill the 329 cadres. Now at the moment the administration is taking filling some of that shortfall through private companies and paying exorbitant salaries for that, so it just doesn't make sense why these cadres cannot be filled immediately. I seek your intervention in this matter as a matter of urgency. The other matter, Honorable Prime Minister, is that I mean, I think you have been coming under fire from everybody in the opposition, but I'm also going to add my logic to it. The biggest complaint has been that with regards to the salary revisions, you yourself, when you were in opposition, were a strong advocate for the Subodhini Commission's recommendations, and I remember speaking in the budgets supporting a lot of what you said. And unfortunately, since this government came into power, while certain revisions have been made, I think it falls grossly short of the Subodhini Commission's recommendations, Honorable Prime Minister. And, you know, education is something I think is fundamental for a country. If we don't treat our teachers well, our country is not going to prosper. Students are not going to reach their potential. And we are, in the long term, we are going to suffer. So if there is to be any priority given to a particular field, in my view, it has to be education and health. If these two are not, the people who manage these two sectors are not taken care of, we will fail as a society and we will fail as a country. And it is no coincidence, therefore, that educators and doctors are leaving this country in their numbers, and to the benefit of countries like Australia and Canada. So I think your government must, especially under your watch, must give the due sort of weight to education. I mean, after all, we fought for, along with you, for 6% of GDP. It's only 1.3. we are only having 6.8% of the entire budgetary allocation for education. That is grossly short. And so I think you must prioritize. We will support you and your government if you make those decisions. We will support you unconditionally on this field. And that assurance I can give you. And I can also assure you that you will have all the support of everybody on the opposition. If the education sector, especially with regards to our teachers, are reformed along with the Subodhini Commission's recommendation. I mean, just one example, if you take grade 2, 1-1 teachers, in 2025, the shortfall between the Subodhini Commission and your government's recommendations for 2025 was 10,489. For 2026, it will be 12,879. And for 2027, it will be 15,270. That's a lot of money. That's a hell of a lot of money. And I have a whole list. I will table this in Parliament, and I think you must reform that. The Ranil Wickremesinghe government, I mean, another complaint that I get, the Ranil Wickremesinghe government, in order to get funding from the Asian Development Bank, went through a process of unilaterally creating reforms, which were heavily opposed, including yourself and the JVP. We opposed it as well. But the severe criticism that comes now is that it is more or less those same reforms that are being pushed by the government. And the question is just, for the sake of getting the funds of the ADB, are we going to push through those reforms that were taken unilaterally, that were done without any serious consultation with stakeholders, through your government? And I don't think you should take that blame. I think you should look into that, particularly with regards to the timing of school times being increased, Honorable Prime Minister, particularly Muslim schools, I want to mention that, in the Northeast, by the increase of the time, Muslim schools on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays are going to function till 2:50. Now, already from 1:30 to make it 2 o'clock, actually students not having able to have lunch, those students are going to suffer. Most of these students, as you know, in this country come from quite difficult areas. They are not economically established families, and most of them skip breakfast because families can't afford it after the economic crash. So under those circumstances, to extend the time, I think, is something that you seriously have to look at. If you are going to extend it like you have suggested, then you have to have alternate means to make sure those children have lunch or something to that effect. But look at the situation of the Muslim students. I mean, they have to go on till 2:50 on 3 days of the week. That is just completely unacceptable. And I would ask you to look at that also. Finally, Honorable Prime Minister, teachers serving in difficult areas. Now, if you take Jaffna, the difficult schools have been revised. It's been revised on certain criteria, which in a place like Jaffna makes no sense. Now, take for example, 16 schools in the islands have come off this list of difficult areas, simply because that area has, for example, a post office or a hospital or something to that effect. But if you take the islands, Honorable Prime Minister, transportation is the biggest problem there. So, you know, having a hospital or a bank or a post office makes no sense to take a school off that difficult area, because teachers who are going to come from the mainland are going to face the same problem of transportation. So to take 16 schools off that, I think it's just, again, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. I can go through a whole list of schools in the northern province and in the eastern province, again, that have the same problems. The criteria is just irrelevant.
Honorable, you have two more minutes.
In our areas. I have only spoken for 9 minutes. is irrelevant for our areas. The second thing is with regards to the compensation that is paid. Now, for 20 years, Honorable Prime Minister, this compensation thing started, if I'm not mistaken, in 2005. And it was 1,500 for difficult areas, and a category of extremely difficult areas was 2,500. Now I think it's only one category of difficult areas. And the only increment is 1,500 rupees. Now, in today's economic conditions, that again is just completely unrealistic. You know, especially to ask teachers who are going to these difficult areas, most of them are just starting their lives. And to only be given a 1,500 increment, I think, once again, because it puts them into grave difficulty. Transportation is ridiculously remote. They usually have to go and stay there. And 1,500 in today's context, in Parliament, you have cut down, a lot of the perks. A meal in Parliament is 1,500. One day's meal. Can you imagine an allowance of 1,500 for the whole month? I think, again, there is something wrong. I mean, blatantly, there is something wrong, especially if you are looking at trying to encourage people to go out into difficult areas. This is discouraging people and making sure that they choose something else other than actually going and serving here. So under those circumstances, Honorable Prime Minister, I urge you, I don't want to be as harsh as I normally am. You're someone who's highly respected, certainly in your field. You have been very highly respected. I can understand being in opposition and wanting things is one thing. When you go into government, circumstances can be different. But this just doesn't make sense, because the basis on which we all opposed the Ranil Wickremesinghe reforms and the gross inequalities on the question of education still persist. And I think you must have a relook. And I also urge you to relook at that. I brought certain people from Australia who are trying to help us with regards to English education. They suggested certain reforms. I would like you to give me some sort of indication as to whether you have considered them. Whether you accept them or not is a different thing, but at least whether you have considered them, and if they are inadequate, in what way? Thank you.
Thank you very much.